Thank you. And Commissioner Udaly, I just want to confirm you can hear us.
Yes, I'm here.
Great. Fantastic. So one advantage of not participating directly is you get this really good photograph of you, and we just get whatever live shots happen to show up. So there is some advantage to participating by phone. So, Carla, could you please read the first item?
Yes. Item 1347, authorize a new construction financing in an amount not to exceed $15,950,000 for the Argyle Apartments.
Director Callahan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. Shannon Callahan of the Portland Housing Bureau. I am pleased to be here today with the fifth new affordable development under the North and Northeast Neighborhood Strategy, which prioritizes families and individuals with generational ties to North and Northeast Portland for new affordable housing opportunities. The particular project we're here to talk about this afternoon is the Argyle Apartments. It will be a new development on the corner of Argyle and Interstate Avenue in the Kenton neighborhood. PHB, the Portland Housing Bureau, and TriMet partnered on the solicitation in June of 2016, and REACH was selected for the project. REACH will be developing a four-story, 189-unit development, which will house over 380 people. 10 units will provide deeply affordable housing. Throughout this development process, REACH has worked very closely with the community and the North and Northeast Oversight Committee. The DMWESB target for this project is 30%. Walsh Construction is the general contractor, and the team includes O'Neill Construction, the Metropolitan Contractor Improvement Partnership, and the local chapter of the National Association of Minority Contractors. Construction is expected to start in February, with lease-up beginning in July of 2020. Before I turn it over to the Executive Director of REACH, Dan Valliere, I'd like to thank and acknowledge his commitment to work with the Housing Bureau and the Joint Office post-closing to ensure that 4 of the 10 deeply affordable units are available for preference policy households who need supportive housing. So with that, I will turn it over to Dan. Thank you.
Thank you, Shannon, and Council and Commissioners. Thank you for this support that you are considering today. I'm joined by Lucy Corbett, who's the project manager on the project, and so we'll be happy to take your questions. I just thought I'd take this opportunity to make a couple comments. Clearly, we're really excited about this. We have a lot of work to do, so your support today will give us a lot of work for the next year plus, but that's what we want. And I thought I could just take a chance to share with you a couple of thoughts about what we're learning and what we're committed to growing into through this project, just to help you see where we are in terms of our evolution. So if you humor me for a minute, I just wanted to touch on three themes, and maybe that'll provoke some additional questions. So for us, there are three key themes with the work we're doing here in particular. One is stewardship, one is system change, and one is racial justice. And it so happens that those three also pretty much cut across all of our work right now, but they really come out loud and clear here. In terms of stewardship, this is a large investment that the city of Portland is making, and so we understand the seriousness of that. And just so you understand how we view this, this investment is community resources. We are stewards of those resources, right? They don't become REACH's resources. They become community resources. Our job is to steward them for the long haul, for the next, decades, and make sure this housing stays affordable, keep it up, manage it well, so that it is a resource for perpetuity. That's certainly our mission goal. In other words, it's not just a transaction, right? System change. This is a big one, and we could talk a lot more about that theme, but just to kind of give a touch point of what we're talking about with this project, the systems of real estate development and housing production and housing management are rooted in inequity, and they're rooted in systems of oppression. That's something that we've been talking a lot about at REACH more lately, especially. It's not something we've always publicly talked about. We're trying to talk about that more, because we work in those systems, so we're in a sense, part of the problem sometimes, potentially. That being said, it's projects like this that push us to push our own comfort zone, push our own routines, and do things different, and see what we learn from that, and then try to weave that into better ways of working. So we've been fortunate that the North Northeast Oversight Committee has been a big part of this. We've learned a ton, you know, collaborating with Portland Housing Bureau, going to the oversight meeting, getting feedback in a new way that we normally haven't gotten, and that's pushed us to do different things. So that's been great, and we're really glad that we get to be part of a project like that. Obviously, the preference policy is at the center of that, and so this will be our first time implementing the preference policy, and it's a lot of housing, so it's going to be a complex process, and it'll take a lot of collaboration. So we're excited about that. That's changing our own systems. That's changing the systems of how real estate works. And lastly, racial justice. So again, racial segregation, it persists. It's visible across the country. Real estate systems reproduce it today. And we see it. And we know that, again, that work in North Northeast is in part a response to that issue and the fact that we have had such large-scale displacement, particularly hitting the African-American community there. So we're under no illusions that this project in any way is the solution for that. It's just the next step. But racial justice needs to be sort of visible as a top priority of this project. So that's the other thing we have to commit to doing: REACH, make sure we keep that visible as we move forward and build it and manage it. And that's not easy to do, and it's not something we've always done well. So we're here to say that out loud today and to say we're going to do that, and it's a top priority. It's what this project is rooted in, and we look forward to learning and working with the partners like the Housing Bureau, like the North Northeast Oversight Committee. And I don't know if Marlon is in the room. If it is, we need to thank him, but he was thinking about coming, but I don't know if he could. Marlon Holmes is a member of the North Northeast Oversight Committee, and he, the whole committee was important to this, but he particularly for us because he lives in Kenton. So he was giving us feedback as an Oversight Committee member, but also as a neighborhood longtime resident. So he deserves a lot of call out for his role to date. And he doesn't get, you know, he gets credit, he doesn't get any blame, but he's pushed us. And so he was actually very critical at first, so that was good. And we had to work that through with him. So enough said. Thank you for listening to me. And with that, I think, unless Lucy has anything to add, we are here to take questions.
Very good. Thank you. Colleagues, any questions? Commissioner Saltzman.
So it's 189 units altogether, but how many units will be subject to the preference policy? Just four, or
all of them will be subject to the preference policy?
Okay.
There are four of the ten that are deeply affordable that are being reserved for both people that are subject to the preference policy and need supportive housing services. So, for the first time, we'll be overlaying both of those preferences.
Okay.
And we appreciate REACH for working with us on that and the joint office as well.
Okay, well, that's great. They're all subject to the preference policy.
They are all subject to the preference policy, yes.
Great. Dan, who's your architect?
MWA?
Correct.
You want to say anything else about who's working on it there? Or?
Diana Moosman and Bill Lanning and Ian Flood.
Very good. Do you have the numbers again, Shannon, in terms of the distribution of units? Studios, one bedroom, two bedroom, you know, the family size versus the studios?
Well, you know, 35%, I believe, of the units are actually family size. I have the count right here. Dan, do you have it as well?
Yeah, we have it. And you want to speak to that, Lucy?
Sure. The breakdown is 53 studios, 71 one bedrooms, 47 two bedrooms, and 18 three bedrooms.
Wow.
18 three bedroom?
18 three bedroom, two bath.
That's great.
That's an example of something that evolved with community dialogue, the number of units in the mix and shifting it toward larger units.
I want to ask Commissioner Udaly if she has any questions at this point.
I am good. Thank you, Mayor.
All right. Very good. Any further questions? Is there a public testimony on this item, Carla?
No one else signed up.
Very good. Call the roll.
Udaly?
Well, thrilled this project is moving forward and very happy to support it. I vote aye.
Fish.
Yeah, this looks like a wonderful project. The reason I asked about the architect, because I thought the design had echoes of another project that Hulst did in terms of window treatment. And it actually is amazing how you can get so much value in the design by just making the windows somewhat asymmetrical or moving them around. And I was struck by how large a complex this is. I mean, this has a very substantial footprint and couldn't come at a better time. So congratulations. Is your headquarters still at Gray's Landing?
Yep, it is.
That's wonderful.
On the first floor of Gray's Landing, yep.
Well, Reach is a great partner for this city and has delivered time and time again. And today it's my great honor to vote aye.
Saltzman.
Well, congratulations to Reach. As Commissioner Fish said, Reach has been a longtime partner with the city, and you've done a lot of good work. Your portfolio, I think, speaks for itself and your performance. And you've been a good, solid financial partner as well. And I want to thank Director Callahan for bringing this project to us and Mayor Wheeler for his leadership. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, there would be no preference policy without the leadership of Commissioner Saltzman. And we're going to embarrass him a little bit later, but this is a noteworthy occasion for two reasons. Number one, it's a very quiet city council meeting. And number two, this is Commissioner Saltzman's final Portland City Council meeting. And I want to acknowledge that the preference policy was a courageous step forward in terms of public policy and in trying to heal some of the wounds that had been caused by gentrification and displacement. And by healing those wounds, it helps our community move forward. And Director Callahan, I want to acknowledge that there has been a flurry of activity coming out of your bureau in the final weeks of 2018. And you've set the bar very high for yourself in 2019. I am certainly pleased to see another 189 units of affordable housing come to the market. As Commissioner Saltzman noted, these are all subject to the preference policy, and I believe this project will contribute significantly to the promises made by the city to those impacted by prior urban redevelopment policies and actions in the Northeast study area. I definitely would be remiss if I didn't thank Reach CDC for your tremendous leadership. I know there was a considerable amount of project redesign that went into this. I know it was a challenging effort to secure funding, but you stuck to it. You used your resourcefulness. You got behind the stone and pushed hard, and here we are actually seeing this come to fruition. So I want to thank you for all of your efforts. And last, I want to thank the North-Northeast Oversight Committee for their recommendations on funding increases to this project. All of the good things that happen here at Portland City Council at the end of the day are done because the community gets behind them and they push them and they help us to be successful. And this project is no exception. I'm very proud to vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you for your great work.
Thank you.